Jane Poole Wilson, MHK, Minister for Justice and Home Affairs. I'm really pleased that so far we do seem to have had people registering. So we've got people registered for all four events, which is really good news, because I think the hope is that we get a really good turnout at every one of the events. It's a great opportunity, I think, to reconnect with people and to really engage with people, have a conversation. We're hoping that the format will be relatively informal, actually, and create the opportunity for people to have one-to-one conversations with ministers, which allows each of us to do a lot of listening and also allows for us to have some dialogue about the work that is going on and where people are raising particular concerns or questions, where we can offer some information around what work's going on in relation to that. That's such a good opportunity to have a two-way conversation.
And what would you consider to be a good turnout for each of these shows in particular, or do you not really have a number?
I think it's difficult to say. I mean, I was involved with the constabulary in doing some road shows before Christmas, and actually, rather sadly, we had very low turnouts at those. So, I mean, I'm really hoping that we do get a lot of people coming along from all sections of our community. The roadshows are obviously happening in the evening, and I completely understand that people have got very busy lives, particularly people who are working and juggling families. But I really would encourage people, if they can, to make some time, even if they just call in for half an hour, to try and catch up, have a conversation, because I'm particularly keen that the younger portion of our community have the opportunity to come along and say what's on their mind and to, as I say, get the opportunity to talk to people and have that two-way conversation.
In this day and age, given social media and how much of a hold it has on all of our lives, really, are in-person roadshows the best way to go about targeting that demographic? Or if there's not much turnout, could there be scope to broaden them to, say, Facebook Lives or something along those lines? Has that been mentioned in conversation?
I think it's a really interesting point, actually. And I mean, I think, you know, social media is obviously extremely active and so on, but it can sometimes be quite difficult to have a fully engaged conversation that you can have when you meet with someone face to face. So I think there's always going to be a place, I hope, for face to face engagement and discussion. But I think, you know, we'll see how these roadshows go. And I think, you know, all ways that we can sensibly engage with people are worth considering.
For the past couple of years, we've had these government conferences as well. Are these going to be replacing that government conference format, or are these to be going along?
I think the aim is to have the roadshows alongside that format. I mean, you know, the government conference has been an opportunity to highlight different areas of focus and to bring along sometimes expert speakers who can share information and insight, which I hope has been of use and of help to the public. But I think the roadshows are really a good opportunity to reconnect directly, to listen, as I say, and also to have those conversations, which I think are so important.
And it has been a challenging few months for the administration in terms of its relationship with the public. So are these a way of trying to help rebuild that relationship?
I think listening and talking to people is absolutely critical. And yes, I think it is important that, you know, politicians, ministers are really focused on listening and also talking to people about the work that goes on, so that when people have frustrations and concerns, there is a positive opportunity to come together and share those concerns, but also share what can be done and what is being done to try and address them.
The feedback that we've had from our listeners so far has been one of why now, why wait until now to have these conversations, but also, is anything going to actually happen as a result of them? Will there be tangible action taken after having conversations with people who come to these roadshows?
So what I can say is, yes, I think it is important that there is a feedback mechanism afterwards to talk about, well, were there general themes? Were there any particular issues? I think also because the way we're trying to have the conversations on the evening is to allow people to talk one-to-one to ministers. It's perfectly possible that things may come out that are relevant to particular departments. So, for example, one of the things that I will be seeking to talk to people about is the policing plan for 2024-25, because that's where we frame again the priorities for the constabulary. And we want to encourage the public to engage with that and to share their views. So one of the things that I will be highlighting to people is there is an opportunity to do that. And so I think where there are tangible things that people raise or where they've had an opportunity to input, I think communicating that to people again very, very important because, yes, it's no good listening unless you take on board the feedback and then talk about what you're doing with that feedback.